Do you feel invisible? Ladies, I'm asking you a real transparent question here, and you might not even admit it out loud. But do you feel invisible? Possibly to your spouse, to your kids, especially your teenagers. Do you feel invisible to your adult children, to your boss, even to your pastor? Do you feel invisible at church? I'm wondering, do you feel invisible? Do you feel like you're overlooked? Your efforts are overlooked. Your contributions are overlooked. Your opinions are not valued. And they don't seem to be important because nobody asks you your opinions. That is not an uncommon feeling to have. Let me say, we are, a lot of our job as moms, wives, moms, servants in the church, ministry workers, a lot of what we do, keeping the home, being a helpmate, a lot of what we do is not out in the spotlight. It is not the neon lights, you cleaned the bathroom today, you did the laundry, you made lunches, you made sure everyone had their schedule down so everything was running smoothly. That is not out being applauded by anyone. Secondly, I want to encourage you today. There is someone who is actually invisible. He has never been seen in a human form. And that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who is God, who is one part of the Trinity, who has absolute power, who is omniscient, omnipresent, is invisible to human beings. He did not appear in the Old Testament. He does not appear as a person in the New Testament. He could not be more important. The Holy Spirit of God, who can be grieved, the Bible tells us, just like we can be grieved. It's okay to sometimes feel sad if you are being ignored or not listened to or these kinds of things and you feel invisible. I do not, am not saying the Holy Spirit is grieved because he's not seen with the human eye, but he can be grieved because he has the ultimate power of change and we ignore it. He is inside. He has his job application, for lack of a better term, is to come and indwell every Christian and be their earnest so that they will be sure that they are going to heaven. He's the comforter. He is an encourager. He's a wisdom giver. And his job is to always point to Jesus. Every time you see the work of the Holy Spirit in the four Gospels, he is magnifying Jesus. He does not magnify himself, though he is extremely powerful. Do you know the Bible says that Jesus rose from the dead by the power of the Spirit? There is nothing more powerful. There is no one more powerful and influential than the Holy Spirit of God. It is his power that brings us to conviction and to the knowledge and understanding of salvation. He is everything. He is also invisible. So let me encourage you with this thought today. If you buy in to the modern podcast, to the women who are famous and have New York Times best-selling books about self-care and these kinds of things, you will hear and read over and over and over and over that you are to stand up for yourself. Self-care is the most important thing. You must make yourself known. Make your opinion heard. You must know who you are and keep putting yourself out there because, girl, you are important. Are you important? Yes. Should you care for yourself? Definitely. But this mentality that you need to care for yourself so you're not invisible to everyone and make your voice heard, that's not true. It goes in opposition to the humility and sacrifice that comes with Christianity. If you feel invisible, think about your job as being the Holy Spirit of the home. The Holy Spirit has more influence than any other being in this universe. Ladies, let me wrap up by saying this. I can't say this strongly enough. Know who you are as a child of God, daughter of a king. Understand your role, whether it be hidden or public. Understand God's purpose for your life and whatever he's given you to do as a girl, teenager, single adult, married person, divorced lady, widow. Know that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And do not let the world speak so loudly to you that it is a bad thing to be invisible. That it is a bad thing to work in the shadows. But take your cue and your identity from how powerful it is to influence others. The Holy Spirit does not become less powerful because he's invisible. The Holy Spirit does not quit encouraging and comforting and giving wisdom and leading people to Christ and convicting people all over the world every moment of every day because we cannot see him. Invisible does not mean unimportant, and invisible definitely does not mean lack of influence. So today, wrap your mind around the fact that you have influence. Love it, cherish it. You have influence with those in your life. That is a powerful thing, and the Holy Spirit is sharing his influence with you and me. And saying, I want you to help me in my job. Will we be seen? No. Does it matter? No. It doesn't change the amazing power that God is sharing with us to influence the lives of others around us. We have an important job. It's very similar to the job of the Holy Spirit of God. That encourages me. And I hope that encourages you too. We have great purpose in our life, no matter what job we have, no matter who sees us. We have an amazing, amazing purpose from God himself and a friend in the Holy Spirit of God. Have a great week, friends. Let's love God through loving others.